Simon Shinchav Aleph. Okay. Chardol Shalosha Me'erev Shabbos. So you took this mustard seed and you added in liquid to it already from before Shabbos. L'machol Yochol La'arvoy, you can add in other more liquid. Hey Me'yad Hey Me'kli. Whether you're doing this act of being ma'arvit, we'll see. The other b'kliv and noisim l'soichay d'vash. You can also add in d'vash. Well, yitrif l'arvit b'kachal ma'arvit matma, but you have to do it in small amounts. Now we'll see in the Mishavura that it means he changes the gears up here a little bit. Okay, let's see what's going on. Yochol l'arvit b'mayim abiyan. You can mix in. Mishavur Nunches, all at the bottom over there. You can mix in water or wine. Fill im roy or nisar b'mayim b'hakard or kedem haShabbos. You didn't add any liquid before Shabbos, but rather nilu shakard or rak mitamsis lechusa. You took the moisture which was there, the natural moisture, allowed you to make a paste. You took the mustard seeds and the natural moisture which there comes from the plant, and you mix it together until you got a paste. You're allowed to add this liquid here on Shabbos. Why? So we're going according to the opinion which says that just adding the liquid without stirring it is not considered lisha. So nothing is taking place when you pour in the liquid. Okay, so we're good with that. Now, v'hod hitzer la'arav bein b'yad bein b'kli. Ein gibel, but that's not considered gibel. Mishum l'derech ha'gibel b'chardol b'chein b'shachalayim b'shum. We have the case of the seed, the mustard seed. And the case we'll have in the next sif talks about shachalayim, which is like a type of a cress plant, and shum is garlic. We'll also talk about that in the next sif. All of them, the derech of gibel is ayad etrifa. The hanashim ma'arav b'koyach. V'kan hu ma'arav b'nachas. What the sheet over here is doing it very gently. And zeh shesayim ma'arav ma'at ma'at, and that's what it says, you have to do it ma'at ma'at, and the gears are not b'kach, but rather b'koyach. You can't stir it vigorously. So tiruv is like when you picture yourself like stirring around with your what's the word I'm looking for? You're whisking eggs, something of that sort. That's what tiruv is. So over here, he's just, instead of doing like that, which you wouldn't normally do it, he's doing it very gently. So that's considered a shinui enough to be matir. And again, all going. According to the shita, that the isur of lisha only starts when you actually start to actively combine it, not when you pour the liquid in. So, based on what we're going to say at the end, that we should chashir for that shita, so then this would not be mutter. Okay.
What would not be mutter?
Over here, it wouldn't be mutter, because as soon as you add the liquid, you have a problem.
So to bring up the idea of which keli would be permissible for this, would it be any sort of keli that would be used for mixing?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you do it benachas over here, that'd be the shinas. You want to use a spoon, you want to use a fork.
Could one use an egg whisk or something like that? As long as you do it gently, that's my question. Something along those lines.
It's an egg whisk.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there might be an uvda d'chol issue. Meeker than it, I don't think it should be a problem. But there might be a uvda d'chol issue. So I don't know. Tezayin, shachalayim. Pirish shachalayim ba'arbi is tacha lasher balaz krishin. It's a cress. Shadokha m'erev Shabbos. You ground the m'erev Shabbos. You pulverize on Erev Shabbos. So the Machar Nois and Yain B'chemetz, you could add in the wine or vinegar. Well, Yitzhav El Amarav, you can't be turvid. B'kayach, you can't do it vigorously. El Amarav, you mix it gently. shum garlic shetochem yerev Shabbos, that you pressed it, you ground it from before Shabbos. The mocher noisin pula greasin, they would add pula, type of a bean, and greasin is the cut beans, which means like a porridge type of thing. Leitzav elamarv, and again, you do iruv. Now, Zot Ramah, Hagob Yeshem Deloy Mar Yar Bekaf Ela Beyat. This must be done. This must be, the het over here requires by hand. V'yeshayim the hodesh shor la'arav mashka b'chardol dafka shenasanim b'vadayim. So now the second sheet that says that halacha, what the Mishnah says, being this the halacha of chardol which we had before, is a Mishnah. But it'd be told in machlokes whether lisha starts b'shas, you add the liquid, or lisha only starts when you start stirring. So according to the Rishon Yehuda, it only starts when you start stirring gzunta eight. But according to Rebbe, it starts as soon as you add the liquid, so how can it be mutter? So Rebbe says the case of the liquid, you added before Shabbos. So there's no malach involved in adding the liquid, because you added the liquid before Shabbos. So then, the only issue is the stirring, so he agrees with the Rishon Yehuda that the solution for the stirring problem is to do it with a shinui, gently. So the case only mutter, the dafkish and the son of Bivadayim, that you add the liquid from before Shabbos.
But that only works if the normal derech is to have, if the normal derech is to first have powder or whatever it is and then add water.
No, this is the one you put in there before Shabbos, so it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, both of them are put in
before Everything's before Shabbos, right.
Oh, I guess it doesn't make sense.
Right, so the only issue is that you haven't stirred it up. So good, so then at this point in time, Rebbe is the equivalent of the rest of Yehuda. The only issue is the stirring. Alva Shabbos also lost his mashka b'chardol or b'shum aksushim mishum losh. But he also said you can't add liquid on Shabbos. Either the case of the chardol, which is the mustard seed, b'shum or with garlic aksushim, which is crushed because of the problem of losh. Okay, so the Ramah v'noisen ho'echot chila v'chakach ha'chaymetz. Ohayayin, if you you switch the order and you put the oichel and then the liquid, which is for that was the shini for them, because remember that the normal standard was to put the liquid first. For us usually it's the opposite, but for them the standard was putting the liquid first. So it's a shini to change the order. Umarba vetzbo, and then you stir it with your etzba, so that's another form of a shinui, is by stirring with your finger. That's sure. That's mutter. The habishin. That's considered a shinui. The case of shatisa. Now, the mishabur will say that this heter of changing the order only applies to a blila raka. It's a thin mixture. There's a lot of liquid there, so it's a thin mixture. It's not a deraisa de lisha. So they were matter this shinui of changing the order was a. Enough of a shina that they were mounted this or lisha the rabbanon of a raka, a thin mixture, but a thick mixture, which is dealing with lisha deraisa, so and a real just changing the order is not significant enough that it's going to be mounted this or deraisa. So according to the shita that the iser starts, according to Rebbe, the iser starts as soon as you add the liquid, so the change of order would not be sufficient. So Mishabur is going to add, we're talking about a case over here of blila raka, which is a thin mixture, so therefore you're dealing with the rabbanon, and then the changing of the order would be sufficient. So you change the order, a thin mixture, and then you mix it and stir it. So we've had so far the option of using the hand to shake it around, using your finger. Those are possibilities. That shinui is sufficient. But umokim shendarkalasis came a chol yitim b'shas b'shabas achem etzkel b'chakachalayachol. If the normal order is the other way around, so, is that way? So then you switch it around to do the other way around. So you do a shinui. Okay. So kushabura. These are not those are over here. Sif katan samach. There's a yayin, so you're adding yayin to the shachalayim. Well, yitzer ala marv. Gam kein rotzalam bekayach means ken trifa means bekayach, and marv means gently. But tamakol canal. And the logic behind this is like we just said before, the case of the chardol, and then yeshum the same in the case of the garlic. Okay. Rambam Kosuf Shum Shariskai is Loy Yishkaik. The Rambam deals with an issue that that you have not totally pulverized it. It's still missing in its process of becoming ground up, or the act of cutting it out into smaller, it's the size you're going to use. So risuk is, and shchika are different stages in the process of in the dicha process, in the pulverizing process. So risuk is more like, it's like pulling it apart into large pieces, and then shchika is grinding it up. So the problem over there is that you're dealing with a malach of dish of and it goes under the list of teichin, grinding it up. Oy sheoyser shchikasim neitaru b'sakrisin. Finally, it's a test b'mashik savnashav. I'm not sure what's the issue with taru of the grisin. He's saying it's a problem of lisha. He means because you combine the two items, or it means that. Even though they were ground beforehand, because that was the case, the grisin were not necessarily ground beforehand. I would be more inclined towards the second one. His problem was that there was the grisin, the peas. Grisin was actually the split peas, because the garbage is that means that it's cut in half. So when you grind them up, you're grinding them into smaller pieces, so that's still a problem.
I didn't understand what the Rambam was saying. So there are these two stages of cutting up, and then would it be the second stage where you start going over the issur of tochein, or is it when you start doing the first?
Even the first is possible. As long as you're still in the process of breaking it down to smaller size, that's going to still be melach of tochein. So you couldn't do either of them on Shabbos. So the melach of nosen pool, so the case of the garlic, you want to add the pool, the beans to it. Rambam Isa, nice in the soak pool of grisin. The Rambam has it. You're adding the garlic into the bean mixture. You're adding this uncooked shum to this hot porridge, your pea soup. Right, so you're a problem of bishul, potentially a problem of bishul. And if they're so if they're considered davar gush, they're still considered like, you know, there's a mamoshes to them. So there's even a cliche, there's a concern of bishul. That's what he's sending you back to sif your test over there. Then he said, yesh armrim, it's only mutter if you add the liquid before Shabbos. As well, let's go back to the case of Chardol also. The only problem is if you add the mashke liquid on Shabbos. If you add the liquid before Shabbos, then on Shabbos you're allowed to mix a small amount, mix it gently, small amounts. So. Okay. Elabiyat, so you should do it by hand. The other option is you can shake the kli back and forth from side to side. That is another option. And we had the option later on, more mentioned, that mixing with your finger. So all those are considered a a shinui. The yeshar and the lahodashari. Something I have to look before Shabbos. One second, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The some basically going back on the Ramah about you can't use a spoon. The top is a spoon. That'll be, yeah, you have to use your finger. You have to use your hand. So then that is going on a case where you added the liquid on Shabbos. But according to this sheet, if you added the liquid before Shabbos, you're allowed to use a spoon to mix it gently. What is that about? One second. So I'm confused. Because you added the liquid on Shabbos, so then you have to do a shinui of... Why? I'm not sure why that's so. Okay, then Rabbi Sharman Bachal said there's no heter to add the liquid on Shabbos. Kegam Shachalim Rishum is going back in the case of the Shachalim and the Shum. Mekam Akoli and Iskali Elba Sef Yudal is going back in the case of the flour made out of the parched wheat. But Tam the Sirlehu didn't see the Samashka Kufa Zel Bachal Gibel. Because the Rebbe Sheet is, they're just adding the liquid alone, it's already considered Gibel. If you add the liquid before Shabbos, you already started mixing it. You're allowed to finish the process of Shabbos with the shinui. Or add more liquid. But you need a shinui. What is a shinui? The bekoli shegav matmat. So you have options of. Don't do it gently, or do it by hand, as opposed to with a spoon. So we have we said by the case of the koli, doing it in small minimal amounts. All those are shinuyim, which would address the actual mixing, but the act of adding the liquid you did before Shabbos. Dafka shenasana. I'm also ksas mashkim erev Shabbos, but the hoisa b'Shabbos the kuliyam. So the mishabura. If you add a liquid before Shabbos, and basically you made a mixture already, when you add more liquid on Shabbos, what you're doing is making it thinner. That's not lisha. If the definition of lisha is the act of using a binding agent, the liquid, to hold together the pieces of the salad, the more liquid I add, I'm doing the opposite of lisha. So once I've already added liquid before Shabbos, I can add more liquid on Shabbos. I mean, it doesn't mean a few little drops before Shabbos. It means you added, enough. All of the salad has been combined in. The liquid has really touched all of the salads before Shabbos. So if it's already everything is combined, then when you add more liquid, you're loosening it up. The opposite of kibbutz.
If I was going to read this on my own, I wouldn't have known necessarily that you would have had to mix it together. It sounds like from what we're hearing now is that we would have to mix it together beforehand. Because just putting the two together wouldn't necessarily accomplish what you're saying. It has to be
that even if you don't mix it together, but if the liquid has touched all of the pieces of the salad, there's enough liquid that all of the salad has been. So according to Rebbe, the Melisha process starts by adding liquid. You've already done that. That malacha of adding liquid and starting the Melisha process, you've done with all of the items, all of the pieces of salad there. So now when I add more on Shabbos, I'm not doing more leisha, I'm doing the opposite, I'm making it thinner.
What I'm thinking is sometimes I think I've seen this before with cornstarch. If you put a liquid on top of it, sometimes some of the stuff underneath doesn't get wet necessarily.
Right, that would be a problem.
So for those kinds of things, you really have to get them mixed.
Right. This is all talking about the problem of adding liquid on Shabbos that you can't do on Shabbos is if it's a thick mixture. The rock is not considered lisha, and therefore it's not a lisha deraisa. It's therefore doing the shina of changing the order is sufficient. Because achrayim, the hagomar dafka b'lila raka, the achrayim, he brings the mogan rama the rabba. Understand that the Ramah's head is only in a blila rako. The Zayim Kamoy Bishatisa, the Shah Mitira Dafka Baraka Vakana. And that's why he compares it to the case of Shatisa, which we discussed before, was a case of Raka. Well, because the Ain Schilak Loisasuda Ben Lusarachir, that would not make enough community whether it's for the immediate use or not, as long as it's for Shabbos. He says that you might tell it is shinoi. Hanu bechardol b'shum. Well, then b'shar many tibul kashos and a sundak dakim arvan a sabiyachad. Any type of you're making some type of a dip. You have your solid food, whatever it is that you're chopping very finely, and then you're adding liquid to it. So we're matter changing the order and the stirring with the using the kli, your finger, etc. Last thing he said is Mokam Shadarka, the place where the normal way of doing it is the opposite of the way of the Gemara's normal. It means the Gemara's normal was liquid and solid. Now, nowadays, he said, for example, where the norm is solid and liquid, so the Shina would be the opposite, liquid and solid. Okay, Neim Shochach Lishbach Chayim Mitzber Shabbos Sechach Crane. So I didn't add any vinegar into the crane. And I want to add the vinegar on Shabbos. I can do it if I make a thin mixture. And you do the vinegar and the chrein. The opposite of the way we do in the weekdays, which you put the chrein there first and then the liquid. And the way you combine it together then is by shaking the kli. Okay. You're making a salad. It's a lettuce. In the doctor, because we don't worry about these issues. It's not small pieces. It's not lisha. Because you take it's known as radishes. Kishun ugr because it's cucumbers. Okay, pickles ugr because. Dak into very small pieces. And you add some vinegar and mix it together. You shouldn't use a spoon vigorously. Or shake the kli around itself. And that would be how you would mix it together. You should change the order of how you put the liquid and the salad together. Or let's say they have like a coleslaw. So the liquid medium which is there does take the pieces, hold the pieces together. Or carrot salad, these type of things, with thin little pieces of carrot, and you add some liquid to it, so it makes it into a mass. So all of these things, so you should change the order, and you should mix it together. You shouldn't just shake the kli around. doesn't really mix together so great. If you added some liquid before Shabbos, then you could have more liquid on Shabbos. Shechal pesach b'Shabbos, shochem in b'yom liten hamashkel asecha charoses. So you forgot to add the wine. So you have your charoses mixture with no wine. Today, kamaisa mutal liten hamashkel b'Shabbos. You can add the wine on Shabbos according to the first opinion. And v'leitzuf b'kaf elabetz, and you mix it together with your finger. That's yeshamim. Comes also, but according to this opinion right now, so that's not sufficient. In Loshiyasa, some Gamkin Raka, the only Eitz would be to do it, believe the Raka, and then change the order of how you add the solid and the liquid. Okay. Also, Litra Bey and Bekorda, when they marasaya, Shinir Kamisha Rosa Lavashim Bekadera, person can't whisk up eggs. It looks like he's about to make a scrambled egg. Okay. Bimhoyu trufas me merav Shabbos a new issue. So that's a side issue. That's an issue of Derbonin al-Tamarasayim because of potential bishul. It's not a lisha issue. It's a bishul issue. Bimhoyu trufas me merav Shabbos. Eshadesh lehokal itnum sech aborsh b'klisheni legavein. If they're ready, we're stirred, scrambled from before Shabbos. Maybe possibly says you can add it into the borscht that your cooked beets. In a cliche, they eat it hot. So you want to add the egg into the cliche, the gabin, for the purpose of adding some color. So he says maybe that's mutter. Not like the Mishabur before that, when he discussed Kali Bishul, he did not discuss what's called a Kali Bishul, or case of Shulchan Aruch, but he didn't have any more cases. Eggs, Chazon Ish writes out that eggs are considered Kali Bishul. So, like the Mor said, there's nothing which cooks as easily as an egg. So, eggs are Kali Bishul, so you shouldn't be putting into a cliche any either. But if the ethinically shiny, but the borscht was very, very vinegary, so the vinegar helps in the, like, gives more credit to the heat, that the heat should be able to cook. So then you should not even do it in a cliche.
So why is the Mishnah Berurah here telling us that this would seem to be allowed when it's already known that eggs are Kali Bishul?
Well, Mishmur never says it's called eggs Kali Bishul, per se.
Yeah.
Right, so he seems to be saying it's okay.
So he's not considering eggs as being Kali Bishul.
Right.
Okay. So it's confusing. So the Mishnah Berurah is not holding Kali Bishul hot, and we're saying Kali Bishul. Where does
the Chazon Ish says it's called Kali Bishul?
And which one are we? Do we go by in the community here?
I would say eggs. I think the Minigar Alum is to be concerned that it is considered Kali Bishul.
Okay. Now, if we weren't dealing with an issue of Kali Bishul here, and we're talking about like what I think of borscht is a very soupy mixture of soup, like soup, or what this is almost like a salad-y kind of thing, like a hot salad. Which would it make a difference if we're putting something like eggs, which wouldn't be Kali Bishul, into something like this? Would it be an issue of lush here? It would increase the mass somehow of the material, or make it more bulky.
In other words, you're saying if what we're adding right now is a thicker type of an agent, so it's making it more combined as opposed to less combined. Normally, you add mashka, gets thinner.
Right.
If I add a semi mashka, so it ends up being a little bit thicker. Would that be a potential blush problem? Unless it changes significantly, my understanding would be that wouldn't be so. It's already had liquid in from beforehand. They're not really changing. At the end of the day, it's not really changing. It would change significantly. It doesn't change significantly. I don't see that big of an issue.
Okay.
Okay. Yud Zion. So we're finished with Elisha. So the bottom line with Elisha is he's that now the more is chashish for the shita that passes like Rebbe. And therefore, even the time of the act of adding the two items together, you have to do some type of shinui, and it's only what to glue the raka. The shinui, which I mentioned over here, in the actual stirring process, work even for blila ova, they're considered shinui even for the raisa level, but you can't get there because the shinui of changing the order is not sufficient to get there. So the case was the liquid was added from the four Shabbos. We spoke about last time we learned something like mayonnaise, which doesn't naturally mix when you put the two things together in the bowl. There's no way. So then there's no problem of the first stage. The only issue is the second stage. Then everybody would agree that you only use one of these shinuyim, you're okay. Even blue the other. So that was the example that Rabbi Cohen gave from quoted from Rabbi Scheinberg that he held tuna salad would be okay. I told you from Mersha held tuna salad, but that was a problem. Because you do a plila ova, and you can't, you know, relate to a shinui in the combining stage, as opposed to the mixing stage. So he held that was a problem. So a person making a cereal for a kid on Shabbos, so you want to mix your cream of rice, so you have to do it blila raka. That allows you to then change the order and putting the liquid first, like we usually put the salad first, put the liquid first, and then add the salad. As long as you're not dealing with bishul problems, the kli shlishi, and then you can do a shinui of stirring it, either with the finger or. Shaking the bowl. The Gemara does mention another shame, which is not mentioned over here, called you do shesiv arif. You do it this way, and you do it this way, just like crisscross. Chazanish says that you have to remove the spoon before you do the sides of the crisscross. Because if you don't do that, you do this, you're pretty much stirring. But if you do this, take it out. Do that, take it out. Not really stirring. The only problem is, of course, you're not really stirring. Yeah. So, even that doesn't work, because you're allowed to do it many times or just one time.
So now that we're on the subject of things like this, where we're doing a shinoi with hot stuff and kid cereal, right? Are we saying that like instant oats and things in that category are they kali bishul, or they're not so much?
I'm not aware that people hold them because. I think a lot of people are macro on a klish lishi just because we don't know. We're not clear what is kali bishul. I don't think that's really worse than anything else when it comes to that. You know, we know meat is not considered kali bishul. You know, we know certain things that are not considered kali bishul. After that, the field is open. One thing is, if you're talking about very large items, there's no denlisha. Because it doesn't become a mass. It becomes a lot of items. So you'd have very large pieces of tuna and just not crush them up and just add some mayonnaise. Ends up looking like large pieces of tuna sitting in mayonnaise, so that'd be fine. And not recommending the recipe, but we could make like a cookbook. A demonstration of like different foods that you could have a halachically mutter scenarios. It'd be a great perm bestseller. Okay.
It's a good fundraiser.
Especially mixed in strange ways.
Huh?
Especially mixed in strange ways.
Oh, we can do different parts and all this. Yeah. Mutter lasses yenumlin. You're allowed to make this concoction on Shabbos. What is this concoction? Shuyayin, yoshin, so old wine, dvash, and honey, upilpilin, and peppers. It's like a mead, like a honey mead. So here's liquids. So the issue over here isn't the problem Elisha. The problem was does it look like you're making some type of medicine or something like that? So it's not a problem. It's made for shtia. Ve'enos and aluntis. But you can't make a luntis because that's for refuah purposes. So you're allowed to make it. So Mishabur says, Amates, Hanush Larva, Ochum, Kamashen, you mix them together. A religion of Sanyofa, Lasananon, Osir. You mix them together, then you strain them. Shezeh tarach yoyser bumlas kedarla b'tikun gadol huzeh k'mod li'al b'charad b'sif tetzvav da'asa litrev. So the act of stirring it together very vigorously. So it's also the iser over here is alt tir the tircha and the tikun gadol. Kazumaril also lost his kida l'sechaymitz lasses tiba. You want to make a dip? You want to take vinegar and add some kida to it? Kida was a type of a spice. Kenasas beim koshim im pit peter zilin. The chaymitz is aser. Parsley is peter zilin. So you take hard boiled eggs, with parsley and vinegar. The Dami Lehilmi, the Humi Melach, the Mavur Lehabasim Beis, the Ramasa Galov, the Tzad of the Hakam Azeh, the Chosem Meruba, the Mat Sharif Ilimaril, the Mavur Lehabasim Beis. Now, Hilmi, the problem before was, Hilmi was what we didn't call by name that before. Hilmi was the salt mixture, the salt water mixture, which is high intensity of salt, high density of salt. So that was also, it looks like you're going to do kibush. He's saying over here mixing together, but the act of mixing these things together he says that if you're mixing it together b'koyach or a large amount, so that is goes under this issue. Now, why it's like Hilmi, I don't know. Why it's like Hilmi? It's a different. It's not a preparatory stage for kibush, so I'm not sure why that's a problem. And the Magarama says he doesn't understand it either. So, shulur refuah luntis refuah chadavar shulur mishum refuah asosah chazal lasos gzer mishum shchichis amanim. Chazal prohibited you making medicines because you might come to grind the herbs on Shabbos and make the medicines. V'chein afilu hoya osim me'er Shabbos osa l'shtosah. So this is not, he's not making them. This is not only making them. It's also drinking it. You can't drink it for refuah. Okay, let's hold it here.